Let's head to Australia now, where an international war of words has broken out with billionaire Elon Musk over attempts to force his company, now known as X, to take down video of last week's stabbing at a Sydney church. For more, I'm joined from Sydney by our Australia correspondent, Peter Ryan. Peter, pretty straightforward request and really quite a predictable response from Elon Musk. Tell us more.
Yes, hi Lisa. This, as you can imagine, is an incredibly sensitive issue from the Australian point of view. The available of this footage of the Sydney cleric Ma Murray Emmanuel isn't actually available on X or Twitter within Australia, but it is available elsewhere in the world. All you really need is a VPN or be on a virtual private network to get hold of it, and then you'd be able to record it, pump the vision out on other platforms. And the availability of this fairly disturbing video is likely to stoke tensions in Sydney's southwest and add to what's already a volatile situation. And this is on top of those stabbings at Bondi Junction last week, where six people were killed. Now, Elon Musk, who controls X, has pretty much mocked the Australian government. In a post to his 181 million followers, Musk hit back at the court action by Australia's eSafety Commissioner won an order that the images and videos be taken down worldwide. And Elon Musk has said the takedown order from Australia is censorship. And rather than complying with his order, he said, "Our concern is that if any country is allowed to censor content for all countries, then what's to stop any country from controlling the entire internet?" The Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, who's actually in Papua New Guinea to walk the Kokoda Track as part of Anzac Day commemorations, hit back saying that Elon Musk has chosen his ego over common sense.
"We'll do what's necessary to take on this arrogant billionaire who thinks he's above the law, but also above common decency. And the idea that someone would go to court for the right to put up violent content on a platform shows how out of touch Mr. Musk is. Social media needs to have social responsibility with it. Mr. Musk is not showing any."
That's Australia's Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, and no doubt Elon Musk will be hanging on every word from Anthony Albanese. I would say not, but Australia's eSafety Agency says it's going to be using all its powers to protect Australians from serious online harm, including this violent content. But of course, it's a very tough job, given that Australia's up against the might of X and Elon Musk, balancing free speech while protecting users.
Absolutely. OK, it has been a big day for the casino sector as well in Australia. Crown has finally won back its licence to operate in Sydney.
Yes, Lisa, this is a long road, and Crown Resorts, which is now owned by a US private equity company, Blackstone, after it was sold by the billionaire James Packer, has been pretty much on probation for the past 3 years after an inquiry in 2021 found that Crown's casino at Barangaroo had some big legal and ethical problems, and the wider company was linked to turning a blind eye to money laundering and dealing with shady junket operations from China. Well, today Crown was given a clean bill of health by the independent casino regulator. Having proven it should be able to hold a license, the Chief Commissioner Philip Crawford said Crown had done the work over the last 3 years of remediation and now has to prove that it can hold on to this license. But Lisa, across the other side of Sydney, it sounds like we are Casino City. The other casino group, the Star Entertainment Group, is being examined over its suitability to hold a casino license. And today's license inquiry, we heard from the chairman of Star, David Foster, who was forced to admit that he'd privately canvassed abolishing the independent casino regulator in New South Wales, despite very public comments that he was fully cooperating. Here's a bit of the exchange where counsel assisting Casper Condy gave David Foster a bit of a grilling on these text messages, which he probably concedes should never have been sent.
"In the heat of moments, I did make some comments, but certainly with the benefit of hindsight, I would have been better served not to respond automatically."
"Would you agree that privately prepping for war is the opposite of Star Entertainment's public statements about cooperation and transparency?
As I've reflected on it, I was a bit trigger-happy with a number of my texts, but all of my engagement with the regulators has always been professional and constructive.
A bit trigger-happy, that's David Foster, the executive chairman of the Star Entertainment Group, being grilled at an inquiry in Sydney. And I guess, Lisa, we all have text messages, emails or letters, remember them, that we wish we probably hadn't sent. But when you're a casino operator fighting to hold on to your licence, I guess nothing really goes into the ether and everything's out there as evidence.
Can you imagine someone trolling through journalist text exchanges, Peter?
We'd all be in strife, Lisa.
Cal Oreur, thank you so much. That is Peter Ryan, our Australia correspondent, joining us live there from Sydney.